This program is a paid commercial announcement from Jacob Media Partners and does not reflect the views of WPHT or its management. Today's program is pre-recorded.
There are so many choices when it comes to selecting the right financial institution. Start with the Philadelphia Federal Credit Union. We're right here in your city. We're also the official credit union of Temple University, and anyone who lives, works, worships, and studies in Philadelphia can open an account with convenient locations throughout our city of brotherly love. Also online at pfcu.com with free online and mobile banking. We're not here for our profit, here for yours. Federally insured by NCUA.
Free speech lives here. Talk Radio 1210. WPHT. WPHT HD. WOGL HD3. Philadelphia. A radio.com station. Now, from the Malamut & Associates Law Studios, it's good news in real estate. If you're a homeowner, if you're selling a home, or perhaps purchasing a home or vacation property, welcome to our home. It's good news in real estate. Presented by the Philadelphia Federal Credit Union.
Your hosts for the next radio hour. The Mortgage Mom, Deanne Katsaris, along with real estate veteran and owner-operator of the Philadelphia Real Estate Classes,
Mark Cumberland. Your real estate education starts right now. It's good news in real estate, presented by the Philadelphia Federal Credit Union.
All right, good morning. Get ready to laugh and learn here on Good News in Real Estate on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. I'm Mark Cumberland, and along with my co-host, the Mortgage Mom, Deanne Katsaris. How are you, Deanne?
Mark, I am just fabulous.
I can tell. I can tell. You are glowing, man. Glowing. We're excited here to talk to you every week here on Talk Radio 1210. You want to ask us a question about residential, commercial, mortgages, give us a call. My number is 267-266-5501. What's your number, Deanne?
My number is 609-605-7153.
And we're here just to keep you informed every week. And you can listen to this show and past shows at goodnewsinrealestate.com and at WPHT's website. So what's coming up today?
Coming up on today's show, Mark, we have the market report.
Yes.
We have our business tips with Asking Dr. A.
We're going to follow up with the teams.
Love that. We also have Mark's funny story.
Got one for you.
And we have our mortgage mom topic.
Which is what?
Why do I need owner's title insurance?
That's a good one.
The crowd goes crazy.
The crowd goes crazy. That's true. But a lot of people don't know that one.
No, absolutely. And Mark, we have some really great questions today. Is there a way to be approved for another primary residence if my current home is underwater? Next question is, I started a new job in a different line of work. Is there any way I can get a mortgage? Next question is, I need to know how to calculate my closing costs.
Calculator.
Mark, today we have our guest, Avi Cohen. He's the owner, president, and co-founder of Citywide Realty and also Citywide KW. And he is the realtor, rainmaker, president, co-founder. We are excited to have him on today.
All right, very good.
We also have our topic of the day, which is investing in your home. But Mark.
What?
Give us your motivational quote.
And the motivational quote, and this is a good one. Avi will like this one. First they ignore you, then they ridicule you, then they fight with you, and then you win.
I like that.
I like that one too.
I like it.
Because everything I did, they did all that to me.
So is that a quote
from
you?
So where are we at? What's that?
Is that a quote from you, by you?
No, but it rang a bell with me.
Speaking of bells, we are up to the market report.
And there is the bell. It's interesting. I looked at something before I get into the housing market. Last week, there was 4,160 homes for sale in Philadelphia. That went up 4,194. That's only 34 new listings since last Sunday. Out of 11,000 agents in Philadelphia. Now, what is wrong with that picture?
There's a lot wrong with that picture.
Somebody's not calling their database.
That's right.
That's ridiculous. I thought you'd like that one. But anyway, the U.S. housing market forecast for 2021, crash or boom, it's going to be a boom. And we're updating all the market trends for 21. Home buying, selling prospects drastically improved back in August and September, easing all concerns for both buyers and sellers. The uncertain times with the virus and all that going into the fall. Nonetheless, the real estate, it's a hot seller's market. That's why I don't understand why these agents aren't reaching out to these sellers. It's the best time ever to sell.
It is the best time, and we need more inventory.
Big time. And it's going to come on gradual. But anyway, it's all good signs. The remains that we're going to be on a really good path. And real estate's driving the economy. Record low mortgage rates, shortage of inventory has kept the U.S. market strong with respect to buyer demand. With unusual higher buyer interest in this late home buying season, buyers are moving faster than this time than they did last year to beat out the competition and lock in the low rates. The national median listing price of a house is up to $350,000. That's 10% year over year, while prices rose 8.9% in larger markets. While the rising prices are making sellers rejoice and list more and more homes, the buyers are worried as the homes prices rose during the lockdown could rise even further due to the heavy buyer competition. And we're seeing lots of competition. And the new listings, they're being taken out of the markets so fast by this heavy competition. Therefore, the housing units are in short supply. Buying activity slowed a little bit in the very beginning of this thing, and then it picked up. And housing's been booming all during this whole thing, all during the pandemic.
Absolutely. But
the media, never talks about it. I talked to a bunch of students this morning about the same fact. In fact, in the second quarter alone, housing demand was being down 41%, up to 40% over a year ago. That's a quick, huge bounce back. That's a quick and huge bounce back almost ever seen before in the housing market. The low rates, the population growth, the first quarter economists had predicted that housing would fall and all that. They were all wrong. Effectively, it's interesting to see that housing, the new supply, if it starts coming on the market, we're going to be booming all through the winter. I told you last week, you're not getting no break door over Christie.
I have about 40, 45 people that would love to be in their home before Christmas. So we got to get some inventory out there. And, we're perfect stride. The rates right now, Mark, your 30-year conventional, 2.625% to 2.75. Your 15 years at 2.625. Your FHA rate is at 2.75%.
Damn.
All right, you got to refi.
I've been trying.
I know.
So with that, you're listening to Good News in Real Estate here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, all positive all the time. We'll be right back.
On behalf of the Philadelphia Federal Credit Union, we hope you're enjoying Good News in Real Estate with Deanne Katsaris and Mark Cumberland. The Philadelphia Federal Credit Union, not here for our profit, here for yours. Deanne and Mark will have more after the break and this message from Debt Free Living. Learn more at WeHateDebt.com.
All right, welcome back to Good News in Real Estate here on 1210 WPHT, all positive, all the time. That was a good market report because things are booming, Ms. Katsaris.
Things are booming.
So where are we at?
We're up to your funny story.
Oh, I got one for you.
So this newlywed better be couple, booming.
This newlywed couple move into their new house, and one day the husband comes home for work, and the wife says, "Honey, in the upstairs bathroom, one of those pipes is leaking. Do you think you could fix it?" And the husband says, "What do I look like, Mr. Plumber?" A few days goes by. He comes in from work, and she says to him, "Honey, the car won't start. I think it needs a new battery. Could you change it for me?" He goes, "What do I look like, Mr. Goodwrench?" Another few days go by. It's raining real hard. The wife finds a little leak up in the one bedroom. She goes, "Honey, there's a leak on the roof. You think you can get that fixed?" He goes, "What do I look like, Bob Villa?" Next day, the husband comes home, the roof's fixed, so is the plumbing, the car. He asks the wife, "What happened?" She goes, "Oh, I had a handyman come in and fix them. Great. How much is that going to cost me? He snarls. Well, I said nothing. He said he'd do it for free if I either baked him a cake or slept with him. He goes, well, what kind of cake did you make? She goes, what do I look like, Betty Crocker?
That was good. If you have a funny story you'd like to hear on our show, send it to 8029@comcast.net or give us a call at 267-266-5501.
5501. And now it is time for the Mortgage Mom segment with the Mortgage Mom, Deanne Katsaris from Greentree Mortgage. And her topic is, why do owners need title insurance?
Why do we need owner's insurance?
Title
and this insurance. This is a great topic, Mark, because what happens is when I start to go over all the closing costs with everyone, you know, they always have a question. What is title insurance? Why do I need it? So I wanted to do a little segment on our title insurance. And title refers...
A lot of people don't know
that. They don't know. So I'm going to tell them. Basically, there's two types of policies. You have the lenders and you have the owners. Basically, the lenders is just making sure that the property is free and clear of any liens or judgments that are against the property. And basically, that's what the title company does. They're there to make sure that that's all cleared so that no one can knock on the door and say that the sellers owed them money. But title refers to the ownership of the property, and it gives you the right to use that property. And there's potential problems, and that's why the reason you should strongly consider what we call an owner's policy to protect with the title insurance. So there could be errors in the public records. Yeah, it's true. There are clerical errors that come up. Mistakes with the filing occur frequently, and it can be time consuming to actually fix it. There's also, Mark, there's also unknown liens that come up. So previous owners who did not pay a bill or may have a lien on the property, and this can concur with any property that you have. It's especially common when there's a distressed property, such as a short sale or a foreclosure.
And sometimes people with common names, Smith, Johnson.
That's exactly right. And also there's a legal deed. So the title search ensures you and the lender that there are no other claims of ownership or deeds that are actually going to be on that property. Occasionally, title search will uncover an issue in the chain of title. And a lot of times, they'll ask for a 24-month chain of title. There's also missing heirs. It's just like when you hit the lottery. You know, all the heirs come out and they want some of that money. So missing heirs or contested wills can show up before or even after you purchase that property. There's also forgeries, forged documents that are recorded with the county and unbeknownst to you or the lender, and it could interrupt the actual rights to that title. There's also undiscovered encumbrances, and that can come from a third party that actually had a claim against that property for part or all of your property. So it could be non-financial, such as restrictions, and it can also be limits to using that property. So maybe there's a driveway, a fence, a pool. All these things need to be taken care of before you actually sign your name on that dotted line.
Yeah. Easements? I have an easement on my property.
There's unknown easements. I mean, easements give rights to others, such as government agencies, businesses, or even your neighbors, the right to that pool. You could put a pool in the property without having a survey, without doing title, and all of a sudden you have the neighbor that owns half of your pool. That's not going to be fun.
We had one of them about 5 years ago. Remember the guy built a pool? And the other half of the pool was in... Yeah.
I do remember that. You also have boundary and survey disputes. A survey of your property is performed to define the property boundaries, and the former survey may actually differ and allow a neighbor or another part, again, to have ownership in the property. So you could also have first, false impersonation, okay, of a previous owner. So it sounds odd, but that someone can falsely impersonate a previous owner and sell the property. That happens a lot of times where there's divorces or exes or a mistress that comes in. I had somebody that they were getting divorced, and it was actually the mistress that was sitting at the table, and we thought it was the ex-wife. So actually,
I've been involved a couple of them.
To get some more information.
Well, I wasn't the bad party, but like I caught people doing it.
So. You caught people doing it? Well, if anybody wants to hear more information on our show, Check us out every Sunday, 1210 WPHT, 9 a.m. on Sundays. All right? Thanks, everyone. Talk soon. So, Mark, I went on Facebook Live just to make sure that everybody's up and with our segment
right, so
that's
we're
going
up to
on.
The first question.
We are up to the first question, and it says, I put an ad to sell my house on my company website. It was not listed anywhere else, not even a sign in the yard. Someone from my company responded to the ad on the same day, and it looked at the house. They called back, and they said that they were very interested in the house but wanted to bring their sister and their real estate agent back to see it since they had never bought a house before. Any suggestions on how to handle this? I don't think it's fair for me to pay the buyer's agent when they had nothing to do with the buyers for this property.
No, I don't either. Because that buyer hired a realtor to give them advice, wasn't the procuring cause of the sale, and that's where big fights happen between agents being the procuring cause. So I think it's up to that buyer to pay that real estate agent his commission for helping them out. Technically. It's negotiable, but if it was me, they'd be paying that agent. What's the next one?
The next question is there a way to be approved for another primary residence if the current home is underwater?
That's an interesting question.
Well,
what would you do?
So there's a couple things that go along with this. Number one, what are they going to do with that current home? Are they going to rent it out? Right? If they're going to rent out that property, there should be okay that they could get approved for the primary residence as long as they can, one, handle both mortgages, or number two, sell that house, pay the difference, and still get pre-approved. So there's a little bit more that we would need from that. But if they were going to rent that property out, with it being
that
underwater,
would solve the problem.
Yep, they would just need to qualify for two mortgages, or again, depending what type of mortgage that was, we could offset it with the rental.
All right, what's the next one?
I just started a new job in a different line of work. Is there any way I can get a mortgage?
All depends on how long there was a gap, right?
Yeah, it depends on how long they started on this new job. Are they salary? Are they hourly? Are they commission? So again, there is a way to get a mortgage. Just need a little bit of information. We do
like
need a two-year.
If they were a brand new real estate agent and weren't going to get a commission for 8 months, that could be an issue. But if they go from a job to job with a salary, that might not be a big issue.
Correct. And it all depends on how they're going to get paid as well. That has a big play in it.
All right. What's the last one?
All right. Question number four. I need to know how to calculate closing costs. All right, give me a call at 609-605-7153. Calculating the closing costs is difficult because it's going to depend whether you are in state, out of state, are your taxes and your insurance going to be in the payment. But generally, a good rule of thumb is to be anywhere from 5.5% maybe to 7%, depending on what the real estate taxes are of
price. My general rule is figure about like 7 to 9% just to be safe, depending on the taxes. I mean, I live in Fox Chase. You ride a half a mile down the road, my taxes go from $3,400 5 minutes away, $12,000. That's
right.
A big difference in calculating the mortgage. So it's not, it depends on township taxes, the homeowner's insurance, everything. So you got to get in the game, get pre-approved, kind of like figure out what area you are, and then you can get close to estimating your closing cost. Correct?
They were good questions. Absolutely.
They were.
But again,
questions.
If you've been pre-approved to purchase a home, you know, I tell my buyers all the time, give me a call and tell me what the sales price is. Let me look up the property and we'll calculate the closing costs for you to the penny.
Yeah, I just sent a lady to you and she's curious about that. And she owns a house with a lot. She's selling to somebody else. And then she wants to buy a 2 to 3 unit building.
Multifamily.
And then it's going to depend on the taxes and everything else. And she thought she was going to need like tons of money. I said, no, you're actually going to be living there. This could be 3% down.
Yeah, that's so exactly what we're going to do on the duplex or a triplex. She hasn't found what she wanted yet, but we're going to use 75% of that rental income.
Well, the one I sent you, we're not looking yet because until she gets everything done, we're doing it the right way.
Yep, she's got to get pre-approved first.
All right.
All right. So coming up,
they were good questions.
They were good questions. And Mark, coming up next is our guest segment, and we have Avi Cohen, and he is the realtor, rainmaker, president, co-founder of Citywide Realty, Inc., as well as Citywide KW. So he's going to be our guest. He's going to talk about
he's a good guy.
What is 2020 LLC?
Very good. All right, so with that, you're listening to Good News in Real Estate here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, all positive all the time. We'll be right back.
Deanne and Mark are halfway through this week's edition of Good News in Real Estate, presented by the Philadelphia Federal Credit Union. Not here for our profit, here for yours. When the show returns, more real estate news from around the Delaware Valley.
All right, welcome back to Good News in Real Estate here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, all positive, all the time, Ms. Katsaris. So where are we at?
Mark, we're up to our guest segment, and today we have Mr. Avi Cohen, realtor, rainmaker, president, and co-founder, Citywide Realty, Inc., and Citywide KW.
Avi, how are you?
Hi, guys. How are you doing today? It's always
very
a pleasure
good.
To be on your show.
Welcome.
Yeah, we haven't seen you for a while.
Yes, I've been busy, and I've been listening to you guys. I love your show every morning, 9 a.m., goodnews.com. Great radio show. So much information and no charge.
Well, thank you, Avi.
So tell us about what you're talking about your program that you're going to do.
I'm going to talk about this new nonprofit organization that we are building at Citywide Realty Inc. and Citywide KW. A lot of great people will be part of it. I just want to put a couple of comments about what you guys talked about, especially in the city of Philadelphia and other area. When you do a title search, right, remember always that when you represent the seller, or if there's no agent between, always make sure that you get the U and O or the city search, because a lot of things, a lot of liens, and a lot of things going on the city search that will not appear on their title insurance.
That's
you can
true.
Have a ticket trash for $20,000. You can have a lot of liabilities of violence that would not show up on that title search. Because title is about the lien. And if that property did not get a lien yet, you know, today, nowadays, there's the Eclipse system that the city tried to get caught up. So this way they can take more money from you faster. And they're going to put that lien against you faster. And you want to make sure that any lien, because if you are closing and there are lien attached to that, it's on you, the buyer, and you live with that. And that's
right.
One of the reasons that they can go back and attack their agent as misrepresent. One of the reasons that half of the agent that get excited in 2005-08 and join from the unemployment line to the employed line and become real estate agent, that was the excitement that here's the market hot. And it's happening again, 2020 double. We have double people jumping into that wagon, and they want to make that fast money. I'm going to be a real estate agent. I'm going to be a real estate agent. And then when the lawsuit coming, they said, I'm not a real estate agent. Who's coming for that? I'm unemployment again. And where do I sign up for that 9-to-5 again? You know, and my friend Owen always says, quit that 9-to-5, but do it professional, because the court took at you as a real estate agent as a skilled salesperson. Skilled salesperson, you should know. It's not what you know, it's what you should know. In every township, in every city, this is a crucial that you know. That's why it's very, very important that you're using the right conveyancer. We're using in-house Janice, and we're using in-house lawyers to talk about those things. Very important. Now,
get to your program here so we don't run out of time.
Right. So this Citywide 2020 LLC, it's a nonprofit organization. We're taking 100 minorities. We put them into real estate school. We mentor them. We teach them how to get from zero to six figures in 1 year. with the only thing asking for them to commit to us for 2 years. The first year of training and the first year that they commit the company back, as we are investing in each one of them a value package of $5,000. So if we are taking the first phase, 100 people, $5,000, we're going to raise that money for the first 100 people. And
this is a great idea.
Our goal is to make a change in society, because if you're improving one person's life, you never know when that, where's that person going to end up. It's going to be the new Bill Gates. He's going to be the new president. He's going to be the new, you name it. And I'm, as an immigrant minority business owner, I want to give opportunity to others.
This is such a good idea. And if you bring newbies in with no bad habits, and you have a program like this, and you hold them accountable, they're going to make money.
Right, right. And we're going to show them how to make from zero to six figures, guarantee, just do as we tell you. We're going to teach them how to fish. We're not just going to give them the fish, we're going to teach them how to fish. So when they finish that 2 years program, and if they decide to go to another place, let it be. But we give them the right seed in the ground and the right way of learning how to be a business owner and entrepreneur in this today's world.
And that's a big thing, because a lot of people get into the business, and I try to make my school different by talking about that side a little bit. But a lot of people just take that test, join a company, and think everything's just going to fall in their lap, and that's not the way it works.
Yes, as we speak, we know today the OP of KW Philadelphia make his personal donation of $500 to the program.
What was that again?
As we speak, we got an email from the OP of KW Philadelphia, Mr. Gaurav, that made a donation of $500 into the program.
Oh, that's great.
That's awesome.
That's great.
Now, on that program, we're going to have a lot of board members, like Bob Lansing, Alan Dam, Richard Allo, myself and Ben Allo, and the Keys, Ernest and Jackie Keys. We're going to be the main managing partner on that nonprofit, and we're going to make sure that everything's rolling, but we're going to have a lot of mentor. We're going to have the school of your school, Mark, and mentor like Janice and other people on the programs that's going to hold the hand of the new potential candidate and walk them through the route of life. But think about it, with all the experience that we're carrying, we show them it's the best GPS you can ever invest in, and they don't pay for it. The program pay for it.
And you're going to be holding them accountable. So if they're not accountable, they don't, or they're fighting the system, then you replace them with somebody else. But I'm telling you, these brand new agents are getting the opportunity of a lifetime. This is more than just getting a mentor. This is like really a bump up.
It's life changing. Right. You're having an opportunity to change people's lives right now.
No doubt about
it. Right. And with the society, what's happening in society, we just want to do our part to change society for a better society. We're not trying to change the whole world, but we're going to change one life at a time. And they definitely going to have to commit, because it's a commitment on behalf of the new student and on behalf of the mentor. It's a 2 years program that they're going to commit to us, and we commit to them. So it's not for everybody. It's only for the people with the entrepreneurial mindset, and they have to be minority, because we want to make change. We want to give opportunity.
It's a very interesting concept.
It's a great concept, and how do you determine who's going to fit into that mold?
Well, we are looking for minorities that most of them, they have big vision. Most of them have a big commitment, disciplines, accountabilities. And as a people person, you know, I'm managing a large team of 55 agents between the team. I'm part of Market Center 520. I'm doing it for over 15 years. I have a little bit of experience with people who is more serious and who's not. I'm going to see who's committed to that program. And how I identify that, I want to see what's their hobby, what's their personality, what's their goal in life, what they love and what they hate. You know, I want to see that it's not just about making money. It's about building a lifestyle. Are you, right. Do you want to build a lifestyle or not?
And I can help you with discing them all for you. And so they have a nice 55-page report about their who they are, why they do what they do, their weaknesses and their strengths. I can do that for you, Avi.
Right, right. If you ever show that show The Apprentice, there was a great show back, The Apprentice.
The Apprentice, fabulous show, yes.
Yeah.
Fabulous show and great people. And you're going to have so many great people, great talent. We will not take all of them in the first, but after we're going to do it in Philadelphia, in Pennsylvania, and it's going to work well, we're going to duplicate it. We're going to go to Gary Keller all the way to Texas, Austin, Texas, and we're going to do it throughout the 50 states.
Very good. That's a big vision.
And like you said, Avi, I mean, you don't know who you're going to meet, who's going to be the next, you know, who's going to change the world. You're going to have another Bill Gates. You don't know. You don't know. And it's a great opportunity.
Yeah. So we're going to have great people. Ben Aller, myself, Mark, Ernest Key, Jackie Key, Karen. We're going to have Bob Blatstein, Carl Dranos, Alan Dumm. A lot of the name brand of the real estate industry is going to be on the board.
Very good. So, Avi, tell everybody how to get a hold of you that's interested in this program.
Yes, thank you, Mark. If you all think that you have what you got and you get what you need, contact us at 215-607-2000. We are looking for serious minorities that commit to themselves first and to us second. Commit yourself that you have the discipline to become entrepreneur and a mindset of a business owner. If you got it, contact Avi Cohen at 215-607-2000.
Very good, Avi.
207-2000.
And I'll mention some of this to some of my students, and you will get some calls.
You guys having me on the show today?
What's that?
You're very welcome. Thanks, Avi.
Oh, it's a pleasure. And I'm actually doing something for your office Thursday at 12th. So,
looking forward. Mark.
Yeah, we will be talking. All right. Thanks,
very
Avi.
Good. Thanks, Avi. Coming up next is our topic of the day: investing in your home.
All right, that was a very good interview with Avi. So with that, you're listening to Good News in Real Estate here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, all positive all the time. We'll be right back.
Good News in Real Estate with Deanne Katsaris and Mark Cumberland is proudly being provided by the Philadelphia Federal Credit Union. Not here for our profit, here for yours. Deanne and Mark will have more in a moment, but first, a message from one of our home team partners, Greentree Mortgage. How much do you qualify for? Ask Deanne now at mortgagemom.net.
All right, welcome back to Good News in Real Estate here on 1210 WPHT, all positive all the time, Deanne. So where are we at?
Now we are coming up to our topic of the day, which is investing in your home.
Now there's a lot of this going on, and I know you're involved in it heavily. You know, now that the market's changing, the home remodeling is a big business. It's accounting for 40% of all the residential construction and about 2% of the U.S. economy. So everyone wonder, is it worth the money to remodel my home? And you've been hearing all the stories about the people adding the office and adding this because they were locked down for 160 days. Yep. And it's a $230 billion industry. Billion with a B. So, however, you should not expect to fully recover the amount of when you remodel everything. Typically, you can expect 80 to 90% back on your home improvement investment dollars, sometimes less, within first couple years if you do the right things. You can increase even more money if you're an improvement and the longer you stay in the home. As with many investments, it's quiet of the powder of compounding that creates a good return. By being in the home a little longer period of time, you get the real estate time, market time to increase and leverage your remodeling investment. But as on a personal level, you should consider three things. when deciding if the home improvement project is a good investment. Now, me improving my studio is a good idea.
Of course.
But is it gonna increase the value of my house? No. But if I have a smart agent, he said, "Did you have fun?" Yeah, I had fun. Very good. But in reality, take a look at each type. Home maintenance type repair projects, they're going to bring back value. Curb appeal projects, they're going to bring back value. Neighborhood norm projects, keeping your conforming or ahead of the curb. You know, you don't want to create the white elephant in the neighborhood. Like I told that one story a few months back about the guy that built a compound with the bars in the back and the places to do the pigs. And I had to break it to him. Did you have fun? Did you have fun? And he didn't like that conversation too much. But in the end, you know, he enjoyed himself and he got over it. But it's not going to bring the appraisal up. And then appraisal booster projects, adding bedrooms, baths, additions, that kind of stuff, adding square footage, that's going to bring up value. And then lifestyle projects, comfort things, pools, movie theaters. You got to be careful. Not everybody wants a pool. Not everybody wants a movie theater. So you want to be very careful with these projects. So, you know, you're adding value to the house. Now, you don't have, it's not always, life's not about money. I don't think it is. It's more about time. So if you, like our Miss Katsaris, and you want a pool that also has a movie theater around it.
Oh my God.
That is cool. And you can hang it to play, even border a little fancy light that goes along with the music. And that made her very happy. And as long as she's happy, things are good.
Okay.
But you know, you're going through a ton of this with refis.
Yeah.
And people are refiing, get down to that rate, pulling some cash out, and it's a good thing. So just be careful on what you pick. It's not all going to come back to you in value. So where are we at?
That was good, Mark. That was a good topic. We are up to our segment with Asking Dr. A, and our topic today is why teams work. So Dr. A, welcome.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Fabulous.
Very good. And you had a good topic last week, and we're going to continue with that because this is a big deal right now. I'm talking to a lot of people that are trying to build teams. So tell us, pick up where we left off last week.
Well, you know, just briefly, I'm finding that out, too, because we have a service where what I do is I get on, we do a team report on the team, and then I get on the internet with them and their team, and I spend an hour with them going over the team report, and it's the team wheel, plus there's a spreadsheet that looks at 12 different behaviors that people have, and then it scores each person from a score of 0 to 100, each one of those 12 behaviors, and then we can look to see where people are really, where they differ. For example, one of them is sense of urgency, and typically the team leader has a huge sense of urgency, but then you've got C's and S's that don't have a huge sense of urgency. So there's a disconnect with that. So what we've been doing is a lot of them lately. So yeah, there has been an incredible level of interest.
Yeah, because I know for with my school, like I have a great team, and I'm telling you, I'm busy, and they are saving my butt, man, because there's no way I could do all this by myself and expand the way I'm expanding. Teams work.
Yeah, and
absolutely.
And Dr. A, our guest last week, Mike Fitzpatrick from the Mike Fitzpatrick team, is very much interested in speaking with you about what you just mentioned, as well as I am. I'd be really excited to do this with my team, I think.
Well, you're going to find out all kinds of neat stuff. Some you might like and some you might not.
Exactly.
But it's important. You know, it's for a lot of leaders, it's important to hear the stuff that you don't want to hear, because you're not going to hear it from your staff. Because they're concerned that you're going to fire them if they give you bad news. I'm not concerned about you firing me because you're not going to, right? And it's going to be a short type of thing where we're going to do it on the internet. We're going to have fun with it, too. Everybody's laughing when we do this. It really is amazing how it works. Anyhow,
I'll tell you, I used your advice at my team meeting with my teachers, and I spend most of my time thanking them. And they just keep coming up with good ideas and, you know, and pushing me. Like, you know, I get so caught up in the 20%, I ignore the detail. And they push me to get some detail that, because I am the leader, I have to get done. I have to sign. I got to do something. And they push me. And they criticize me. And I take it. But most of the time, I'm thanking them. And they look at, and they're looking out for me. They're loyal. So
absolutely. I mean, and it's interesting because what happens when you ask questions, it's a neat way to delegate, because if you ask questions and people answer it, you know, don't be surprised if they say, well, I'll do it then, you know, because I know how to do it and I'm interested in it and I'll get it done. Instead of you deciding who to delegate it to. And it works marvelously. And what they're doing, Mark, the example that you gave is they're delegating it back up. Okay, so they're delegating it to you regarding what's going on, and you feel responsibility. You just said that. You know, so you wind up doing it. So instead of people getting on each other's nerves, what happens is when you do this right, everybody is working together. Everybody's thanking everybody else because it's getting it done. I used to do programs where we go to China and teach an executive MBA program in China. They call it Shishi. Okay, thank you. All right. So what we did is we created a shisha culture, which is really cool. So everybody's going around thanking each other. And I'll just give everybody a little technique to use. What I did is I created little shisha cards, which are basically post-it notes. And it just said shisha on it, which is thank you. So in the States, you would just put thank you. And give, go around, buy a whole bunch of post-it notes, okay, and buy different colors for different people in your staff, and then have them write thank you. And every time somebody does something nice that they like, recommend that they take one of the post-it notes and put it on the desk. Okay,
that's not
or
a bad
do
idea.
Something else. Right now, everybody is virtual, so it's hard to do that. But you can do it in different ways.
And thank you goes so far. Thank you can be bigger than a pay raise. We got to leave it at there. Let's continue that next week, Doctor. So tell everybody how to get a hold of Dr. Abelson.
It's real easy. It's Abelson, A-B-E-L-S-O-N, at Abelson.net. And if anybody wants to do a team thing, just email me. I'll be delighted to do it. We're doing it all over the country and in Canada.
Sounds great, Dr. A. Thank you so much. If you have any questions, you can email them to Mark at 8029@comcast.net or give him a call at 267-266-5501. You can also email me at DeanneKatsaris@comcast.net or give me a call at 609-605-7153.
And a special thanks to all the listeners that tune in every Sunday, and I know that we're getting more and more every week, and our sponsors for keeping us on the air. I want to thank Avi for being a great guest today. What a great program that is. And you can listen to this show and the past shows, and We anybody wants to be a sponsor, let us know. We got two spots we're looking for. So with that, have a great week, and it's going to be a great week. I'm Mark Cumberland.
I'm Deanne Katsaris, your mortgage mom.
You've been listening to Good News in Real Estate here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. All positive.
All positive. All the time.
Thanks for listening to Good News in Real Estate, a Jacob Media production. If you're interested in learning more about the power of the radio hour, contact Joe Krause at 267-261-3428. This program is a paid commercial announcement and does not reflect the views of WPHT or its management. Today's program has been pre-recorded.
When we make a profit, you see it. Better rates, fewer fees, and we give back to the community. All the things that you want from a financial institution. Philadelphia Federal Credit Union. Not here for our profit, here for yours.